那今天我们要讲这个圣灵的工作了，怎么样让我们来更深的来认识耶稣，也认识罪。
So we want to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit. So how can we know more of Jesus and also know more about sin?
那今天我们放到呢《约翰福音》十五章，
So
我们要读第五节到第十五节。
we'll turn to John chapter 15 from verse 5 to 15.
那你如果在读英文呢，你自己来读。
If you read in English, you can read on your own.
那第五节，现今我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去？是因我见这事告诉你们，你们就忙心忧愁。然而我见真情告诉你们，
牧师，
我
你等
去。
一下，你说的是15章吗
我16章，sorry，16章。
？OK。So it's John chapter 16 from verse 5 to 15.
16章，
Okay.
第五节开始。现今我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去？是因我见这事告诉你们，你们就忙心忧愁。然而我见真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因为他们不信我，为义是因为我往父那里去了，你们就不再见我。被审判是因这世界的王受了审判。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我。因为他要将授予我的告诉你们，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。像读到这里的时候，我不知道弟兄姐妹，你觉着明白不明白？
So, do you understand? When you read these verses?
其实我读了很多年，很多我都不太明白。
So I actually have read this verse for many times and many years, but still I cannot fully grasp.
我读中文，读英文，读英文不同的版本，读希腊文。
So I read in English, I read in Chinese, I read in different versions, I read in Greek.
但是呢，好多东西还是不大明白。
But still, a lot of things are, like not clear to me.
那你可以说你是牧师，你不大明白你要讲什么呀？
So you may ask, okay, if you don't understand, then what are you going to talk about?
但是神也是很奇妙，就是当我们有心来追寻他的时候，那某一天他就让我们明白一些，另一天他又让我们明白一些。
So praise God that if you are truly trying to follow him, then he will make you know more sometimes this today or maybe a little bit more the next day.
那今天这个题目呢，这个亮光呢，我觉着对我非常非常的重要，我觉着对大家也非常非常的重要。
So this enlightenment to me today, I found it's very important and I also felt it is important for all of us as well.
那他说呢，圣灵来呢是要让人呢畏罪、畏义、畏审判，要自己责备自己。
So it says that the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regards to sin and righteousness and judgment.
畏罪呢，是因为他们不信我。
So in regards to sin, because men do not believe.
那为义呢？是我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
So in regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you cannot see me no
那
longer.
为审判呢？是因为这世界的王受了审判。
And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned.
就是说圣灵来呢，他要做这样的工作。
So the Holy Spirit came to do this kind of work.
那你读到这三个字呢，罪、义和审判这三个字呢，你知道在圣经里面是非常重要的。
So when you read these three words, sin, righteousness, and judgment, you know it's very important words in the Bible.
但是为什么畏罪，就是因为他们不信我呢？
Then how come are in regards to sin because they do not believe?
为什么为义，就是因为我往父那里去呢？
And how come because of righteousness because he's going to the Father?
那为审判，又说这个世界的王受了审判。
And also regards to judgment because the Prince of Peace has now stand condemned.
所以呢，你一开始读的时候，我们不明白，不明白，因为有时候可能是这个耶稣讲的东西，天上的东西呢，真的是太深刻了。
So when you first read it, you might not understand, maybe because the things that Jesus Christ talked about is too deep.
有时候不是太深刻，而是因为呢，我们离神实在太远了。
Sometimes because not because the words he's used were deep, but because we are too far away from God.
当我们越来越离神越近的时候呢，发现哦，他明白了。
So when as you come closer and closer to God, and these things will be, you know, easier for you to understand.
这个罪的概念、义的概念、审判的概念呢，好多的文化。好多的包括基督教的各种都有很深的理解。
So the definition of sin and judgment and also righteousness, according to many different religion, they have different definitions.
但是这个地方讲的呢，我相信耶稣是要走到根部的问题。
So what is said here, I believe Jesus Christ is trying to aim at the roots.
今天我只讲这一个概念，这里面有三个重要的题目，就是一个是罪，一个是义，一个是审判。今天我先要讲这个罪。
So here is it is a three topic: sin, righteousness, and judgment. But today I'm going to focus on sin.
那耶稣说，为罪呢，就是说圣灵来要为罪，人要自己责备自己，是因为什么呢？因为他们犯了奸淫，犯了偷盗吗？
So here it says they will convict the world of sin. Was it because they committed sexual crimes or they commit that they were stealing?
当然，那些罪也是罪，但是罪的根源的问题是什么呢？是人不信神的话。
Of course, those sins are also sins, but the root of the problem is because men do not believe.
那所以他说是畏罪，是因为他们不信我。
That's why he says because of sin, because in regards to sin, because they do not believe.
那耶稣呢？今天是道成了肉身，是神的话，成了肉身，就是更加显明，人如果不信的话呢，他就有罪了。
Now, Christ came in flesh, the Word became flesh, so he's now in the flesh, and even more so that they still do not believe.
那如果信的人呢，他的罪的问题就解决了。
So to those who believe, the problem of sin can be solved.
所以这是一个根本的问题，也是一个根本的方法。
So this is the ultimate, so that was the root of the problem and also the ultimate solution to the problem.
那大家想象就是说，我们的祖宗亚当夏娃犯罪，当时呢，死亡就进入这个他们的生命里面，是因为什么原因呢？
So remember our ancestors, Adam and Eve, when they sinned. So what was the problem that caused them to sin?
那他们是犯了奸淫吗？
Did they commit sexual sins?
哦，你想当时这个亚当夏娃，夏娃肯定是世界上最漂亮的女人，神造的，现在所有的女人都是从她那边来的，对不对？我想亚当可能也没有想到要找别的女人。
So just imagine Eve as the first woman ever made by God. She must be a very, very beautiful woman. I don't think Adam will want to find any other woman to replace her.
再加上亚当想要找别的女人也找不见。
And he wasn't able to find a second woman anyway.
那难道他是偷盗了吗？犯了偷盗吗？偷别人东西了吗？
So was it because they were stealing?
那个时候根本没有偷盗的概念，因为神给他说伊甸园里所有的东西你可以随便吃，随便吃。
But
对对
the concept was stealing wasn't even existed yet because God said you can eat whatever from the garden.
他们的罪根源出在哪里呢？ 他们没有听神的话，没有信神的话。
So the root problem of their sin was because they did not believe in the word of God. They did not believe what he said.
他们就说开始怀疑，一开始是听了，但是后来呢怀疑，后来撒旦又来，添油加醋，让他们怀疑更多。
So at first they listen, and then they have doubts in them. And then the serpent came and tried to, says all sort of things. So they doubted even more.
大家如果回去读创世纪的时候呢，很多人都知道，就是说亚当夏娃吃了那个禁果。
So if you go back to Genesis, you will know that Adam and Eve they ate the forbidden fruit.
那个禁果呢，就是神告诉他们说，这个分别善恶树的果子你们不能吃，吃了的日子呢必定死。
So that was the fruit from the tree of good and evil. So Jesus, God said, "Do not eat the fruit. The day that you eat the fruit, you will die."
撒旦呢就借着这个蛇呢来试探夏娃，就说：“神岂是真说你吃了以后就会死吗？”
So Satan used the serpent to ask the woman, "Did God really say that the day you eat, you will die?"
是神会知道你们眼睛明亮了以后会像神一样知道善恶。
So the God know that if you eat the fruit, that your eyes will be brightened, and then you will know about good and evil.
大家如果仔细回去读创世纪的时候呢，你就发现，当时夏娃讲的话呢，神怎么告诉他的话，跟神仙亚当讲的话呢，差别有很大的。他已经把好多话呢改掉了。
So if you go back to Genesis, so how the woman replied to the serpent, you will find there was a significant differences from what God said to to Adam in the beginning.
所以今天也是一样，就是撒旦的来就是试探我们，他把这个神的话呢会扭曲一些，听起来好像哇很吸引人，你吃了以后会像神一样，眼睛开了。
So that's why Satan will twist a lot of things that God said. For example, here it says, "Oh, if you eat the fruit, your eyes will be open, just like God."
今天也是一样，撒旦用同样的方法呢，让我们对神的话产生怀疑啊。我们就是有相信其他的一些理论，说是吃了以后好像我们更加聪明。
So it's the same thing that happened today nowadays that Satan is going to twist. The word of God, so make you, doubt what it says in the Bible. And, for example, here it says, okay, if you eat, your eyes will be open.
但是呢，他们不知道那是一个谎言，那是这个撒旦讲的是欺骗他们的话。
But they did not know it is a lie. It's something that the Satan was trying to deceive them.
那撒旦说，你们吃了就会像神一样眼睛明亮，这个只是一个谎言。
So when Satan said that if you eat it, your eyes will be open just like God, it is a lie.
因为他们本来就像神，是按照神的形象造的，对不对？不像神吗？
They were already like God because they were made according to God's image.
那所以就是听了撒旦的话呢，就是他们自己要来那个坐在神的那个宝座上来审判自己。
So because they listened to the lies, so they are sitting in God's throne to judge themselves.
所以今天的这个世界也是一样，就是相信那个 lie， 就是我们要坐在神的宝座上来审判自己。
So same as nowadays, we are listening to all sorts of lies, judging ourselves from the throne of God.
那就像我们好多结婚的人，那非要证明我的老婆很笨。
It's like a lot of married couples, they are trying to, prove that their spouse are stupid.
而且还告诉朋友，在朋友面前要证明我的老婆很笨。
They'll even tell it to their friend to prove that, oh, my wife is stupid.
那最后你证明了以后，你得到什么呢？
So even if you prove it, then what do you gain?
最后你的伤害了你的老婆。
So in the end, you were just hurting your wife.
而且让你的朋友，你觉得他会更看得起吗？你娶了一个很笨的老婆。
So to your friend, do you think that this your friend will look up on you, your wife?
On you.
On you? Because you marry a stupid woman.
你要证明你的老婆很笨，你就高明了吗？No，就是别你的朋友觉得你娶个很笨的，你比他更笨。
So does it make you any wiser to prove that your wife is stupid? No, your friend will think you are even more foolish because you have married a stupid woman.
所以就是说这些东西呢，就是我们听了仇敌的话的时候呢，就开始觉得自己很聪明，但是呢，其实把事情都搞坏了。
So it's just when you listen to the lies from the enemies, even though trying to make things better, but you are actually making things, a lot worse.
那从这个根源里面呢，就生出各种各样的罪来。
So from the root, it created all sorts of different kinds of sins, problems.
这个根源呢，就是他们没有听信，没有信神的话。
So the root is because they did not listen, they did not believe the word of God.
那今天也是一样，今天神把他的话呢，成了肉身来为我们赎罪，就是这个话不仅仅是。但是讲给我们听是对还是错的问题，而且要来拯救我们。
So that's why, the word became flesh, not just to, it's not just to condemn us, but to save us.
那今天就说耶稣来到跟前呢，是就说神说，我把最简单的方法，最切合实际的方法，来给你们，要让你们的生命要得拯救。
So Jesus came.To give us the most effective way so that our life can be saved.
当我们不信的时候，我们会有什么结果？
So what will happen if you do not believe?
就像今天我们有一个就像一个癌症病人，他已经病入膏肓。那人家介绍他世界上最好的大夫，而且治癌症，那他不信他。他一直想着他的癌症，那有什么用处？
For example, if someone is near their deathbed, with cancer, if someone bring them the best doctors in the world, but if this person do not choose to believe in the doctors, but rather to believe on the death of the, I mean, the problem of the cancers, so what do you think he will get?
所以我们的仇敌撒旦呢，就会把我们的眼光集中在我们的罪上面。哎呀，你这个不行啊，那个不行啊，这个不好，那个不好。
So that's why the Satan, our enemy, is trying to make us focus only on our sins. Oh, you are not good at this. You are not good at that.
但是呢，没有让我们集中在解决问的解决这个罪的本质根本的方法。
But it did not help us to focus on the how to fix the problem.
所以有些这个教会强调要认罪，认罪，认罪，认罪是没有错的。
So some church will focus on confess your sin, but it's nothing wrong with that.
我对任何教会都没有论断，但是呢，就是直视这个认罪，如果人看不到耶稣这个大夫的话。
So I do not judge anyone, but if you only focus on confessing your sin, but do not know why Jesus came for you, then confessing your sin has no help at all.
所以根本的圣灵来的工作呢，就是要让人知道呢，要你的罪要解决呢，就是要信耶稣。
So that's why the Holy Spirit came. The ultimate goal for him is to solve the problem of sin is to believe.
那如果不信呢？罪就还在。
If you do not believe, the sin is still there.
那所以这就是讲的圣灵来的工作呢，要让人知道是罪。罪呢是因着不信耶稣。
So the part of the work from the Holy Spirit is that the sin is caused by not believing in God.
那以后的日子里面，在这个世界上，你发现罪越来越多呢？问题会出现在哪里呢？人没有认识耶稣。
So in the coming days, if you see that more sin in this world, then you will know the problem is because they do not know Jesus.
那所以，我们整个的这个焦点呢，我们要清清楚楚的知道，我们的信仰的根本是耶稣。
So our focus, we have to know the foundation of faith is based on Jesus Christ.
那一开始罪进入世界，也是因为不信神的话。
So at first, when sin entered the world, was because they do not believe in the word of God.
那解决这个罪的根源的问题呢，也是要信神的话。这个话呢，成了肉身，就是耶稣。
In order to resolve this problem is also is by believing in the word of God, by believing in Jesus.
而且耶稣呢，要相信耶稣今天已经担当了我们的罪。
And believe that Jesus have already carried all our sins.
那有时候我们就担心说，哎，如果只信耶稣不减罪，会不会这个人将来含在罪里面呢？
So you may worry that if we only talk about Jesus Christ but do not talk about sin, would the person still be in sin without knowing?
那就像一个人，就说他到一个大夫跟前说：“你今天给我看一下我的癌几寸啊？3个毫米。明天你说我4个毫米，天天说你，请你告诉我几个毫米。
So just like a person came to see a doctor and asking, okay, how big is my cancer cell right now? Oh, today 3 centimeters, tomorrow 4 centimeters. So they're focusing on the size of the problem.
你知道你的癌细胞，这个肿瘤是几个厘米呢？知道的越清楚，你越感到没有希望，也不会解决问题。
So the more you know about the size of the tumor, the more worried you are. So there's actually no use, in your healings.
你所要知道的，是要把这个事情交给这个高明的大夫。
So the only thing that you need to know in to do is to bring yourself to the doctor.
所以呢，你知道不知道这个癌肿瘤几寸呢？不重要，他都知道。
So whether you know or do not know about the size of the tumor doesn't really matter. The doctor knows.
而且呢，真的这个几寸也不重要，他会解决的。
So and the size of the tumor doesn't really matter because the doctor himself will help you to solve the problem.
所以，当我们真的信耶稣的时候，生命就要发生翻天覆地的变化。为什么？根源的问题解决了。
That's why when you come to believe in Jesus, your life will be turning upside down. You turn around because the root problem of your life will be solved.
大家看到好多人都种草地啊，草地上好多野草长起来，有不同的除草的方法。那你先要除掉以后不长，就像罪一样不长呢，你要把它的根挖出来。
So, for example, if you have a lawn, then you know that there are weeds grow that in your grass. The only solution to get rid of the weed is to pull out the roots of the weed.
你如果没有把根拔出来的时候呢，你光把叶子拔掉，过一段它又长，过一段又长。
So, if you do not pull out the root of the weed, if you only pull out the leaves of the weed, it will continue to come back and come back.
所以，我们信仰的核心要解决罪的这个核心的最重要的，就是这个方法，就是信耶稣。
So our faith, the ultimate solutions for our sin is to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以，今天我们要讲的就是我们这个圣灵来呢，当我们现在圣灵敞开的时候呢，他就要告诉我们，告诉我们我们要信耶稣。我们的罪显出来的时候呢，就要信耶稣。
So when the Holy Spirit came, show us, we will know that we have to believe in Jesus. We have to believe in Jesus.
那在这里呢，有两个名词我要解释一下。一个名词呢，就是保惠师。这里用了一个16章，用了一个保惠师一个词。保惠师是什么意思呢？
So here are two words that I need to explain, but here it says counselor. So what does counselor mean?
我们从中文的字面上呢，保就是保护的意思，惠呢就是。 恩惠啊，慈爱的意思。
So if you read in Chinese, the first character Bao means protect, and the second character Hui means to bring blessings.
那原文希腊文呢，叫做 parakletos， 就是招到你旁边一个人和你帮助你的人。
So in the Greek, it means that it's someone that will be beside you to help you.
那就说来帮助你，在这条路上来帮助你的。
So it's someone that help you along the way.
所以呢，我就把这个经文呢就翻译成，耶稣说我要差派保镖来和你。
So in my own definition is that Jesus said, okay, I'm going to send you a bodyguard to protect you.
那这个保镖呢跟一般人的保镖不太一样。
So this bodyguard will be different from the other bodyguards.
那比如说你总统的保镖呢，你不能给总统做参谋，说哎，你这个东西不好，我告诉你怎么做。那总统的保镖不能给他做，给建议。
So it would be different if a president has a bodyguard. The bodyguard will not bring, you know, advice to the president.
他只能保护他身体的安全。
So the bodyguard will only protect the physical protections for the physical protections.
他也不会去给他这种情绪上的安慰。他说：“总统啊，你受惊了，要亲脸上亲一下。”
And as the bodyguard for the president, he will not also bring emotional support as well. He will not say, okay, you were a free, pat you on the back or give you a kiss, stuff like that, no.
但是圣灵来呢，他不但要给你智慧，就是 advice， 他说你的这个叫什么 counselor， 就是。就是这个谋士啊，而且呢，他会来安慰你。
But Holy Spirit came not only just to not as just as a bodyguard, but also give you advice, also give you comfort.
所以这条路上面呢，就是说他让你知罪，那个知罪的时候呢，他是来安慰你，他是来给你智慧，他是来帮助你，一直把你让你认得耶稣。
So on this journey, the Holy Spirit will be always beside you to give you comfort, to help you to confess your sins and to heal you.
那所以在这十六章呢，刚才我们读的那个经文里面讲到呢，他说圣灵来是做什么？他说他要来荣耀，圣灵来是荣耀耶稣的。
So that's why it says the Holy Spirit came to glorify Jesus.
那荣耀是什么意思？荣耀就是说一个，他的那个显明出来，他的分量显明出来，力量显明出来。
To glorify means that his strength, his wisdom will be revealed.
那其实原希伯来文这个荣耀呢，分量一样的，就是一个 weight， 就是那个很重的一个分量领导，那叫荣耀。
So in original Hebrew, the word glorify means some kind of weight, you know, like a way to be, it's a weight.
是分量啊，这个重量，重量，让人知道耶稣的重量。
So meaning that the weight of Jesus can be revealed.
所以圣灵来呢，就是高举耶稣。
So Holy Spirit came to glorify God, Jesus.
为什么要高举耶稣呢？我们刚才讲了，耶稣是唯一的拯救，唯一的方法，解决罪的方法。
So why does he came to glorify Jesus? Because as I said earlier, Jesus is the way, is the way to solve the sin, the problem of sin.
所以我们今天解决世界上的罪呢，没有别的任何的办法，唯有耶稣。
So if you want to resolve all kinds of sin in the world, there's no other way except by Jesus.
这个信息非常的简单，就是看那生的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。
The message is very, very clear. It says the goal for the world who carry the sin of the world.
就是任何一个 认耶稣是背负他罪孽的羔羊的呢，他的罪孽就被耶稣拿走了。
So whoever believes that Jesus, is the lamb who carried their sins will be, cleared.
所以就过一个轻松的生活，无罪的生活。
So they will be having a, simple life without the burden of sin.
那如果我们不来到耶稣的跟前呢，我们自己就要背着那个重担，罪的重担。
If we do not come before Jesus, we will have to carry the burden of sin by ourselves.
那同样呢，就是罪的所有的后果，还有问题 problems， 还得自己去扛。
And also, you have to bear the problem that is created by your sin.
所以今天我们信仰的核心就是耶稣。
So that's why the core of our belief is Jesus Christ.
那今天我们要看一个圣经上的一个故事，就是说这个人呢，信了耶稣以后，他的生命极大的改变。
So today we're going to look at a story of how a person, after knowing Jesus, his life turned around.
那我们看看这个路加福音19章第1节到第10节。
So we'll look at Luke chapter 19 from verse 1 to 10.
那这里讲到一个撒该的故事，我们先读啊，你英文可以自己来读。
So it's a story of Zacchaeus. So if you read in English, you can read on your own.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎么样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到墙头，爬上上树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你的家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都四下议论，说：“他进到罪人家里去住宿。”撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家。”因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙，人子来是为要拯救世上的人。好，我们读到这里的时候呢，这样一个短短的故事呢，你读的时候你发现，有个非常特别的一件事情发生，就是一个税吏长呢，当时是一个，以色列人认为他是大罪人，但是呢，很快他就悔改。
So if you read the story, you will see that as a chief tax collector, so is regarded as a, you know, sinners, a big sinners in the Jews, but yet he was quickly turned around.
当时这个犹太人看税吏的时候呢，就有点像抗日战争的时候那个中国人看那个汉奸那样看。
So the way that Jews think about a tax collector, just as if during the war back in China, people look at those who betray their countries to the Japanese.
他又是税吏长，就是税吏里面的一个头，那人就对他恨之入骨。
Especially that he is the chief tax collectors, so the boss of the, you know, the sinners.
他们就欺压自己的人民呢，收税啊，给这个罗马帝国，对不对？这罗马的政府，而且收的过程里面呢，自己都要多讹诈一点。
So they collect tax on behalf of the Greek government, and in the meantime, they will also collect even more for their own pocket.
所以当时以色列人读到这个，你读新约的时候，为什么他们老讲这个税吏？税吏和妓女，他们把税吏和妓女同列。
So that's why when you read the Bible, it says, tax collectors and the prostitutes. So they think the both of them are the same, you know, sinners.
那这个人呢，因着他渴慕耶稣，他看见了耶稣，就是这种渴慕的心，他要看看耶稣。
This man, He wants to see Jesus, so he longs for Jesus.
那他就是他有这个心，但是呢，他自己没有这个能力，因为他太矮。 人挤来挤去，他是一个矬子，在那里他看不见耶稣，他就上到树上去。
But he even though he wants to see Jesus, but he can't because he was a short man, so he has to climb up the sycamore trees.
你想想，就是当时如果演个电影的话，你看到这个矮矮的这样一个财主啊，又跟到人群跟前跟后，别人都把他挡住，他就想了一个办法，哇，前面有个跑到前面去，耶稣要往那边走，他就爬到一个树上面去，啊，这个镜头看出来，这个人很聪明。
Just imagine that you are watching a movie, watching Zacchaeus, being pushed around by other taller people, wasn't able to see Jesus. Then he saw a tree ahead of him, so he ran to the tree and climbed up the tree. So he's a smart man.
因为他这个聪明表现在什么地方？他表现他一定要见到耶稣。
So why do we say that he's smart? Because he's been smart because he wanted to see Jesus.
啊，过去他怎么样从人那边去讹诈钱财的那个聪明，现在用在正点子上面。
So how he tried to collect more money from the people, he was using the same wisdom on how to see Jesus.
像最近好多的地方发生这种人被踩死的这种东西，就是人呢在人群里面看烟火啊、看热闹啊，最后被踩死了。
So you have run and been trampled to death. For example, maybe they're trying to watch fireworks.
你说这些人的话，如果撒该在那里，他就是很不聪明，他可能被踩死。
So if Zacchaeus was there, he was probably trampled to death.
所以以后大家看烟火呢，爬到树上去，不要爬到人群里面去。
So if you want to watch fireworks, try to climb a tree instead of being with a crown.
但是人很奇怪，好多时候愿意到人群里面去晃，晃来晃去，晃来晃去。
But it's strange that people rather been with a crown, like been pushed around by a crown.
那所以呢，他就趴在那个树上。他还没说话，但是耶稣呢，抬头就看见了他。
So he climbed the tree even before he spoke. Jesus looked up and said to him.
你知道，耶稣被他这样一个心给感动了。
You have to know that Jesus was actually moved by the way that he wanted to see Jesus.
你想，如果今天我从哪里经过到哪里，有一个人上在树上要等着看我，我肯定不敢。
Just imagine if I'm trying to go somewhere and a person had to climb a tree in order to see me, I will be deeply touched.
所以有时候我们在这个早上分享圣经的时候，有时候我们说，哎呀，不知道谁听谁不听啊。结果中国的几个人他说他们在听，哎呀，我都被感动。我说听听中国。
So sometimes in the morning when we share, then I would say, okay, I don't know if anyone who listen. Then some people from China responded that they listen from all the way from China. Then I feel very deeply touched by them.
所以你像这种科目的心呢，让耶稣都感动了。
So the heart of longing, moved Jesus' heart.
耶稣说了一句什么话？我今天要住在你的家里。
So that's why Jesus said that tonight I will stay in your house.
所以这种科目的心呢，就让神跟人同在了。
So the heart of longing that makes God dwell with the person.
他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。哇，高兴啊！他高兴，耶稣接纳他。
So he was so happy he came down the tree and he was full of joy.
你知道吗？他呢，第七节讲的，众人看见，四下议论，说他进到罪人家里去住宿。那些人议论来议论去。
So verse 7, it says, how come this Jesus was staying in the sinner's house?
那这个撒该呢？他不管他们，你议论，你爱理爱怎么议论怎么议论，意思要到我家去。
So Zacchaeus didn't mind much. All he thought about was, oh, Jesus will be in my house tonight.
那种喜乐，那种被耶稣爱的那种喜乐，那个喜乐充满了他。
So he was filled with he was filled with the joy of being loved by Jesus.
那耶稣还没有说，根本就没有说你悔改啊！你知道你骗了别人多少吗？我都知道的一清二楚呢。耶稣什么都没说，他就说：“主啊，我把所有的一棒给穷人，我若讹诈谁，就还他四倍。”
So Jesus said that, Zacchaeus, confess all your sins. I know everything that you did. Did Jesus say that? No, Jesus didn't say anything. But yet, as Zacchaeus said, look, Lord, I will give half of my possession to the poor. And I also, if I cheated anyone, I will pay back four times.
那最后呢，耶稣讲了一句话什么？今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。因为人子来是做什么？寻找和拯救世上的人。
So Jesus said that today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
所以这里看到一个例子，就是说人，跟耶稣认得耶稣了以后呢，跟耶稣建立一个关系以后呢，他自己会让他圣灵在他的里面，会自己责备自己，不需要人去责备他。
So here's an example that when we believe in Jesus and how we will be convicted of our own sins, we don't even need other people to convict us of the sin, but you will convict of you'll confess your sin by yourself.
啊，他，当他这个认识主的时候呢，那一种罪被赦免的一种喜乐在他的里面。
So the joy of knowing that all his sins has been, you know, washed away by God, the joy that he had.
所以我们今天呢，就是说，我们在传福音的过程，教会的职责是什么？是要让人来认到耶稣，把人带到耶稣的跟前。
So what's the mission for the church? When we evangelize, is to bring people to the presence of Jesus.
就是在我们身边也有很多的例子，其中一个例子可能大家记得那个 Randy， 我曾经邀请的一个朋友 Randy， 啊，他讲到他自己的故事。
So for example, that I have invited Randy, some of you may remember, came to talk about his own testimonies.
那当时他放毒、吸毒啊，进局子好多次啊，最后他的朋友把他带到一个牧师的面前，这个。他就问牧师我要做什么，牧师说你不要做什么，你要听耶稣。
对，现在刚才有些不清楚。 Okay, so he was doing drugs, he was dealing with drugs, so he was in and out of jail, so and later on a friend of his bring him to a pastor.
他就问这个牧师说我要做什么，牧师说你不用做什么。
So he asked the pastor, what should I do? And the pastor replied, you don't have to do anything.
你就是要信耶稣。
You just have to believe in Jesus.
所以耶稣，他就信了耶稣，牧师给他按手祷告，他就开始有方言，就是开始被圣灵充满，方言就出来。
So he believed in Jesus. When the pastor laid hands on him, he received the gift of speaking in tongues, and he started to praise God in tongues.
后来呢，整个就是生命极大的变化。后来传福音二十多年。
And after that, his life totally changed around, and he started evangelizing for over 20 years.
当他信耶稣之后，他知道什么是罪。
But when he believed in Jesus, he knew what is sin.
所以今天呢，我们要知道我们这个信仰的核心是耶稣。
So we have to know the core of our belief is Jesus.
你的问题要解决，解决能够解决的这个人呢，也是耶稣。
So the person to solve all your problem, he is Jesus.
所以不要让我们来集中在我们的罪上面，我们的问题上面，我们把眼睛转向耶稣。
So let us no longer focus on our own problems, our own sins. Focus our eyes on Jesus.
好，我们来一起来祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你为我们的罪来到这个世界，钉在十字架上。
Lord, we thank you. You came for us and nailed on the cross for us.
主啊，谢谢你担当了我们的罪，赦免了我们的罪。
Thank you for washed away all our sins and forgive all our sins.
主啊，但愿你这样的真理，主啊，进到每一个人的心里。
May this kind of truth enter into every one of our.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次说，主啊，你愿你的圣灵充满我们，让我们真正的认识你。
May your Holy Spirit fill us so that we will know you.
让我们也成为你的使者，把这样的信息带给我们周围的人。
May us be your messenger so that we can carry the message to people around us.
让人知道解决罪唯一的方法就是认识耶稣。
So that the people will know that the only way to solve our problem is to know Jesus.
不是靠心理学，不是靠这个学那个学，不是靠钱财，而是靠耶稣。
Not by psychology, not by all kinds of theories, not by money, not by wealth, but by Jesus.
主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we praise you. We thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.